on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in the studio, actor and singer Cord Overstreet. How are you, man?
Great, man. Just, enjoying this weather.
Yeah, enjoying summer so far?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
you got this
heat wave.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it. New project, Overstreet. Now, why did you just go with your full name? Overstreet's a cool name, though.
Yeah, it's a band vibe, and wanted to separate the stuff that I put out that's like more singer-songwriter.
Right.
Wanted to put on a rock show.
Yeah, well, yeah. Much like Bon Jovi, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And it works. When you got a cool name like Overstreet, you roll with that?
Exactly. We have a new song coming out called Living on a Prayer.
How would you compare this project, though, compared from songs in the past?
I grew up writing and singing kind of country stuff because it's kind of my dad's a country writer, and I love like rock and indie and that vibe, and that's kind of stuff that I listen to and kind of naturally gravitate towards. But I grew up doing the singer songwriter thing, so I just kind of naturally go both ways. But I wanted to put on a rock show and something that just people wanted to move to when they see it live.
Did dad put you into piano classes or taking guitar at a very young age?
Guitar. The first instrument I had was a mandolin when I was four. And then,
really?
And then I
started. You don't hear that often as a first instrument.
Yeah, and I never really learned how to play it.
We're still working on that.
Yeah, and then I picked up a guitar when I was like seven. And he had to play a musical instrument or you had to sleep outside. So.
Yeah, that's all right. I got the same rules at home. So yeah. The new single, Carried Away, it does sound very West Coast for a guy from Nashville, but now Nashville, they're doing all kinds of different kinds of music as well.
Yeah, I think there's like something like 100 people moving there a day. And
it's crazy.
It's blowing up. If you look at this, there's like picture. Somebody showed me a picture the other day of the skyline from 2011 to 2018, and it's like empty. It's completely empty now. It's just like full of cranes and
wow,
skyscrapers.
Property value shooting up.
Yeah, I've been out here for like 10 years, so I feel like, the West Coast has rubbed off on me a good bit.
Yeah, you have no accent whatsoever.
No.
You could have told me you're from Sherman Oaks.
I'm from Sherman Oaks.
Is there an entire album possibly in the works, or are you just putting out singles right now?
I think we're doing one song at a time. I think an album is a lot of content to put out at once, with people's attention spans being so short this day and age. But I have an album done.
Okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
It's done. Or just kind of like slowly kind of just getting it out there. Yeah.
Kind of working it out. So what's this project look like live? Do you have other musicians? Is this a one man show?
It's a full band. We just got the band together, and actually after this going to rehearsal and gonna rock out for a little bit. I think it's going to be really fun and
nice.
A lot of upbeat.
Nice.
Just kind of summer songs.
Yeah. Who are some of your favorite artists to cover? What songs do you like to cover?
Oof.
I love when artists cover other artists. Sometimes they have better renditions.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd have better renditions of the people I'm covering, but I like Roxanne, Sting, and Jesse's Girl is like one of my favorite ones to cover. I like a lot of Tom Petty.
Nice.
Fleetwood Mac, Bonnie Raitt. So, kind of like
a little bit
like soulful rock.
There you go. Yeah. Good taste right there. I'm sure people still mention Glee to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you keep in touch with most from the cast?
Geez. I mean, I would say probably Darren, Harry, Matt. I mean, I kind of see them all sporadically. They're all just kind of scattered around.
It's kind of like real high school. You see them when you can see them, right?
Yeah. Do you keep in touch with people you worked with?
Like real high school. I see them when I see them. Mm-hmm. We see each other. You kind of pick up where we left off. Did you see Darren in American Crime Story?
Yeah. He was great.
You ever see that crazy ass side of him before?
Yeah. when he was hangry,
No, he did a great job.
Yeah. He just got nominated for an Emmy actually for that. And so we went to he has a bar, in Hollywood. We went to, and I saw him.
He's got a bar
weekend.
In Hollywood.
Yeah.
Really?
Super fancy. Super Hollywood.
Wait, what bar is this?
It's called Tramp Stamp Grannies.
Tramp Stamp Grannies?
Yeah.
Where is it located?
It's right across from Hotel Cafe. It's right by like Velvet Margarita on Cuenca.
It's on Cuenca?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How has he never told us that? He's been here 20 times.
Exactly. Wait, how long has he had this?
It's probably fairly new, maybe like the last like 6-7 months. But it's like a piano bar, and a lot of people get up there and sing show tunes.
Wait a minute,
and,
that's my kind of joint. Seriously, where is it again? Cahuenga and what?
Cahuenga and
by the new Tao Complex.
It's like south of Hollywood, or
we'll Google it later.
It's like totally gotta go.
Selma,
Tramp Stamp Granny.
Yeah, if you want to sing Broadway show tunes at like a. With a bunch of grandmas.
My wife will be all over that. Are you kidding me?
No, it's, that it's actually so
sounds,
fun.
That sounds like an awesome time. Like, real talk, that's cool. All
it's
right.
A little bit of a circus. It's fun.
Nice, nice. And what about social life, man? I know the Paps were all over your last relationship. What's up with you now?
Oh, dude. Somebody asked me this the other day. So here's what happened exactly. I was walking down Franklin.
Okay.
Boulevard outside the Scientology building, and literally I felt like this alien life force sucked me out of my body for a couple weeks. and I my mind, I have a big gap about everything, so that's
very clever. I mean, you know what comes with the territory and everything. I ain't asking, you know, how you break her off. I was just asking, is there someone special? That's all. Damn, Cord, I'm getting all Tom Cruise crazy on me.
Yeah. No, somebody asked me something about that.
Come on, dude, I'm married, I got kids, I gotta live through all you young single guys, man.
Yeah, I know, man, me too. I got married a long time ago, nobody knows about it, though. Yeah, I have like a 5-year-old kid in Nashville. I was like 18, and I don't really claim him or anything.
Now you're just a crazy fool. All right, fair enough. You having fun? That's all I want.
Yeah, I'm having a blast.
All right, good. All right, keep it up. I'm gonna put you on the spot, quick questions, quick answers, all right?
All right.
Current song obsession.
Current song obsession. Obsession.
You know, a song can't get out.
Could
of your
be
head.
Yours.
Yeah, it's mine. Carried Away. Go listen to.
There you go. Good answer. Last movie you saw in theaters?
I think it was Avengers. The Last Avengers.
Favorite place to play live?
Hotel Cafe. Hotel Cafe is really fun, like intimate venue.
Cool. Celebrity crush growing up?
Jenna Aniston.
Okay. Dream collaboration.
Do they have to be alive?
Yes, they have to be alive. We can't even dig them up.
Yeah. You know, go back in time.
All right, give me your past and then give me your current.
Okay. Elvis.
Okay.
Current dream collaboration, Sting.
Okay. Well, in the meanwhile, you can listen to him. Carried Away on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. You can follow him on Twitter @CordOverstreet. Thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me in here.
On with Mario Lopez.